We have a very special guest joining us this afternoon, violinist extraordinaire Atis Bankas. He also founded the Music Niagara Festival, which is celebrating its 25th anniversary. What a joy to tell us all about it from the man himself, running from June 18th to August 29th this year. Welcome, Atis.
Thank you for having me here.
Wonderful to have you. I can't wait to hear about all the excitement about what you have ahead. Classical music, jazz, reggae, Celtic, you've tried it all in these wonderful 25 years. How do you feel running this special anniversary this year? How's the anticipation of your audience and all the great events to come?
Well, I actually feel elated. I think it's a sense of pride, and I'm proud of the achievement. Never forget the struggles, though, and
right.
The struggles are full every year. You thought that you solved this puzzle, and another puzzle comes up next year. So, but that's the name of the game, and I enjoy it, solving those puzzles and making it more interesting.
Absolutely. Jim Campbell up at the Parry Sound Music Festival once told me running a music festival is like a jigsaw puzzle where the picture keeps changing every year. New challenges. And for you to make it this far, congratulations to you and your team. Tell us a little bit about the origins. How did the idea come about? I know so many festivals started in backyards and cottages and then grew with wings of their own.
Before, this is 25th season, but before that, I started festivals in a number of places, in Gray County, in Algonquin Park, and then in Muskoka. All kinds of circumstances that led to change of location, that is. I ended up, by necessity, really, I had to choose where to go from Muskoka, because the site that we had got sold, and it was no longer possible to continue. So, I chose Niagara. Well, my first, I'm an immigrant to this country.
Right.
To be very soon, 43 years to the day on July 9th.
Oh, wow.
So that's my Canadian birthday, so that's how old I am. You know, I started over, so to speak.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was from Lithuania that you had emigrated. Right.
That is correct. At the time, I was occupied by Soviet Union.
Soviets, so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Many people don't know, internationally and legally, by international law, the occupation never was recognized.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm also fascinated by the training that you experienced because of that school, your pedagogical lineage going all the way up to David Oistrakh.
Well, actually, it's a little bit further than that, to be honest, because of one of my teachers, for instance, student of Oistrakh that was teaching in Lithuania. His teacher was the student of Leopold Auer. So that's the as far as I go. And yes, it's the Oistrakh lineage. And as a teacher myself, I always go deeper and never forget Oistrakh teacher Stolarski.
Stolarski, oh yes.
In Odessa.
Major name. Yes.
Great number of fabulous violinists.
Yeah, Atis, let's go back to the festival here, because that's the crux of our conversation, the beautiful historic St. Mark's Church. You have Dong Tai-son, a legendary pianist coming in, who I've heard live on numerous occasions, and I would say your audience is in for an incredible treat. Absolutely a legendary pianist.
He's for the first time. Actually, this is his second time.
Second, okay.
He was supposed to come back on the one of the pandemic seasons. But anyhow, I know Dong Tai-son. We were in Moscow. We actually lived on the same floor in the student home.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won the competition in 1980, I think it was. It was the Pogorelich year, wasn't it?
That is funny.
That's right. Yes, yes. Phenomenal pianist.
Pogorelich was my neighbor just across the hallway.
Okay.
I yeah. know very well as well.
Sounds like you have a party to come there. Now, your opening concert to start off the 25th season of the Toronto Children's Chorus, taking place also at St. Mark's Church, June 18th. That sounds exciting.
June 18th.
That's right. June 18th. That's what I have. Yeah.
Followed by that song.
Yes.
That's correct. The Children's Choir is a great choir. I know that choir for a long time, since I'm a part of Toronto Symphony for quite a few decades now.
Yep.
So I'm familiar, and we've worked together with different artistic directors. Yep. And Toronto Children's Choir is really the body, and then the Toronto Youth Choir is part of the Toronto Children's Choir.
Yes, yes. That should be a wonderful entrance to your series. I see you have a Pops series where things lighten up a bit with the Fitzgeralds, Quartetto Gelato. I'm sure that's going to sell out. You're doing these at a winery. What's that about?
Well, we're doing... I did wineries right from the first season. So that it was a fit that I saw right away.
Perfect.
Our first winery was Henry of Pelham in St. Catharines.
Yeah.
It was a perfect fit for having classical music. You know, in the beginning, it was predominantly classical music festival. And
right.
Around after, I don't know, 8 or so years, as I started to introduce other genres, I never
yep.
regretted it. So
yes.
it's fun, and it's not only that I like those genres, but our audiences enjoy it a lot, and it's also a reach out and getting them familiar with everything
yes.
else that we do.
Terrific. Wine and music, yeah. You have the VQA grapes there, of course, the great wines. Why not put
yep.
them together? Terrific. Any highlights, anything you'd like to mention to our listeners today, some of your favorites of this big series?
You know, you run a festival yourself, so you know you work on each show. It's like you know, it's not like, oh, this is my favorite.
Right.
So I will dress him up better than the other guy or
yes.
the other girl, you know, etc.
It's like it's a sauce. It's like cooking a dish, and one thinks of, you know, putting the puzzles together. So I know where you're coming from there.
True. In the dish, though, and I often go to that, you know, analogy with in music and teaching, as well as, you know, that also the Quartetto Gelato that started by my good old friend Peter DeSoto many years ago. It's the variety that, you know,
yes.
I say often, in former Soviet Union, we didn't have any colors. So there, it's like a China, you know, cultural revolution.
Right.
All gray and the shades of gray, you know. That,
yes.
When I saw the title of the movie, it reminded me of something else.
Yeah. Terrific. I love that approach that you're taking. And I'm just going to read a few of these. If and Ain't Baroque, that's coming up, an entertaining program, June 29th. Vivaldi, Bach, Pergolesi's Sacred, beautiful masterpiece there, Stabat Mater. We touched upon the pop series, Red Hot Jazz, Stephen McDade, Heather Bambrick. That should be a lot of fun with a vineyard setting there. And you're also bringing back big bands, the Toronto All-Star Big Band, the spirit of the 30s, 40s, 50s. That's on Civic Monday, also at the winery.
One of the wineries, yeah.
One of the wineries, right, right. Well, to get more information and find out about all these shows, let's direct our wonderful listeners here to your website, musicniagara.org. It has everything you need there, musicniagara.org. I'm also going to point out the Shaw box office number. Some of our listeners love to phone in and get tickets the old-fashioned way. 905-468-2172. Or 1-800 number here, 1-800-511-7429. So get your tickets. You can get passes to all 16 Music Niagara concerts. Thank you, Atis. Thank you for joining us and giving us a little teaser.
There's that much more when you open the website, Music
Niagara. That's it. A spectacular 25th anniversary season. All the best to you and your team putting this together. I know how much
Thank
work
you.
It is.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.